You're listening to Morning Edition on 91.9 FM WUOT. I'm Brandon Hollingsworth. Two recent University of Tennessee student surveys confirmed what nutritionists had long suspected, that many college students are not sure where they're going to get their next meal. WUOT News contributor Leslie Snow reports.
On a typical day before the pandemic, UT's dining halls would be packed with students sharing a meal or grabbing a sandwich between classes. Thinking about what that looks like, it's hard to imagine that one in three college students struggle with something called food insecurity.
That language comes from the United States Department of Agriculture, the USDA, and they do have a specific definition for food insecurity, which is the lack of consistent access to enough food for a healthy, active life.
That's UT Assistant Professor Betsy Anderson-Steves, who specializes in nutrition. She says societal norms can make addressing food insecurity more challenging.
I mean, I think that we have a cultural mindset that college students should be broke. They should be eating ramen noodles. And that's part of the experience, right?
Food insecurity can affect anyone, but some populations are more vulnerable. Caitlin Fox is director of Smokey's Pantry, an off-campus food pantry serving UT students, faculty, and staff.
The people that we see the most coming to Smokey's Pantry are international students and non-traditional students. So we see a lot of people who might have started college at a later time in their lives. Those people are more likely to have families, have other people that they're helping to support.
Anderson Steve says students living with food insecurity often have difficult choices to make.
So some of the things that we know college students do in order to navigate life with food insecurity includes not purchasing school supplies, including textbooks, not purchasing medications or other essential items that they need to purchase food.
And those kinds of trade-offs come at a cost. Abigail Brumfield, who works with UT's Dean of Students, believes food insecurity can be a barrier to achievement.
If you are hungry or if you are thinking about where you're getting your next meal, you are not going to be able to prioritize, you know, your homework, your projects, all of those things, and you could take a strain on your ability to be successful.
Despite the clear need for food assistance at UT and other universities, there's shame attached to going to a food pantry. Sam Kilgore has been volunteering at Smokey's Pantry since his freshman year.
Making that decision to actually go and get the food is really difficult for a lot of people with the stigma, with admitting that accepting help isn't a weakness. So just having a friendly face there makes it a little bit easier, makes them feel more welcome.
Last November, UT opened the Big Orange Pantry, the first on-campus food pantry sponsored by the university. Betsy Anderson-Steves hopes getting people to use the pantry is just a first step in providing related services.
If we see folks coming in regularly, then we are able to connect them to more like a case management type approach where we can get them support to, you know, maybe apply for SNAP benefits or other financial assistance.
While the university is working to reduce food insecurity, Caitlin Fox has a message for students who still believe the old stereotypes about being poor and hungry.
You need to eat something other than ramen and cup noodles, even if ramen and cup noodles are very delicious.
For WUOT News, I'm Leslie Snow.
To learn more about food insecurity and how you can get involved with a food pantry, go to our website, wuot.org.